Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Good morning, Jeremiah. This is John Mazzina from Cinetech. How are you?
Hey, John. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Sorry I missed your call yesterday. I don't know how the heck that happened. I wound up actually just seeing a voicemail last night that you had called back, so I don't know what happened. Maybe it was on the phone or something happened, but so I figured I'd just give you a call this morning. So
yeah.
I know you said you had some information. I was hoping to try to get a conference call like we did yesterday, but I can't do that. So I figured let me just give you a call and get some of the information, and then I'll have to try to, I guess, relay it back. And if we have to get back on a conference call at some other point, I'll do that. So I wanted to at least get some feedback as to what you have for me at this point.
Sure, sure. Okay. Well, I found out that the remaining interest that you have on the last two payments isn't very much. It's like $425.
Okay, I figured it wasn't going to be much.
Yeah, so it's unfortunately there's not really, you know, much
of
a savings.
Nothing, there. No great shakes there.
Yeah, not going to make or break anything. But I am, as far as like getting a scheduled set up for, you know, understanding what each payment in principal and interest
represents,
would be.
Right.
Exactly. We're able to give you some logins, I guess, that'll allow you to log into an account, and you can see that. It'll give you the breakdown.
Oh, really? Because I know I set up one before, and I'll be honest with you. I mean, really honest. Like, I set it all up, and I think I went in there initially, and after that, I never went in there for anything else, you know, because there is an account. There was a lot of... If you're talking about the same thing, I think what you are, I have a login account set up already. So I don't know moving forward if that would be used again or if a new account gets created, being that it's a, you know, a different, you know, loan or anything. But I guess we could figure that out.
Yeah,
as long
can...
as something's visible, so that's all that matters, whether it's, you know, through the computer or hard copy or whatever.
And, John, keep in mind, if you need me, you can stay in touch with me and just say, hey, Jeremiah, figure this out for me. What is it? You know, like we're thinking about paying it off. Can you give me the breakdown, what I would save?
Sure.
And then I can get that info for you because I know you're busy.
Okay.
And, you know, if you want, just save my information. If you ever just, Jeremiah, I need to know this, shoot me an email.
Right.
And I'll get back to you before the end of the day, you know, very shortly. And I'll figure that information out for you.
Okay. Perfect. All right, so at least we know we can get that, you know, as far as, you know, the breakdown moving forward, because I know that was one of the questions. So that's good. We got the interest question. What else do we have here?
Well, that was pretty much it. I can only do the weekly payments right now.
Right. I know we went over that. We got that established and squared away.
And
so I thought there was one other. Unfortunately, I don't have when I was... when I was in the meeting yesterday, I don't have the notes with me here that when we went over everything when we were on the conference call after I left. So I thought there was one other thing, though.
I wrote down the new payment would be weekly. I don't know what I'm... Because I'm looking at the notes. It was the first one was what would be the forgiven of the remaining balance.
Right.
What would be the new payment, which is weekly. Or was there...
Well, I think what was meant by that, what would be the new payment, I think taking into account, and maybe I'm wrong, is if we did the 150, I know what it meant, because if we took $425 off of the balance of the, say, I'm just using round figures, $22,000, what would be the new payment? You know, if you take, I think we were expecting that number to be higher.
Right.
To reduce the balance of what's owed,
correct.
To figure out then what the new payment would be. I think that's what the question was, to come up with that figure. So, I mean, it's virtually probably going to be not much different than what you had already provided.
I think it's going to be a difference of pennies. I mean, yeah, it's not going to make a difference.
And again, I apologize because I don't have that information. I know it's off the top of my head. I think we were basing everything off the 18-month now, which is not what we were originally talking about, like you and I, based on the direction I was being given from everyone, my little consortium here, my little group. It's only three of us that, you know, that are partners, but... because I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if you have that information in front of you, was it, and I think this was the monthly figure, I think, was like 11,333 something, was that correct, or was that the weekly?
No, that's correct, that was the monthly, and then we break that down into weekly. I think that it came up to, hold on, let me see if I can calculate it. Do we calculate the, yeah, we're calculating the 122. Let me hold on.
Because there's a couple things that were being done. I know originally you gave me the information like at that 172 figure, which was the two payments included, basically, and that's how we got to what would the new payment be, and obviously now we know it's not going to be very much different moving forward. You know, if we did the 172 figure more or less versus, because I know then there was another question that was posed just at the 150, like if we got, if we, I don't know why we would do this, but I guess it was just thrown out there by my other partner, the fact of, you know, just paying the balance off with everything and then just having a straight 150, you know, like not rolling anything in, you know, to, you know, the balance into the new amount that we were looking for.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that, but
I just, in my mind, I just want to know the figure that you gave, because like I said, I don't have the notes, unfortunately, that were taken. I don't, because I'm in my office now, and the meeting was outside of the office where I was. That 11333 figure, do you know if that included, was it just the 150 amount, or was it the higher amount with the other two payments in, rolled into it?
Great question. Let me see if I can pull that up. I know I have it here.
Because, like I said, I'm at a slight disadvantage here with none of the notes that were taken.
Sure, sure. Let me see. Cinetech. There we go. Okay, so 150. Yeah, it's going to be, I got 10,833.
Okay, so that's the straight 150. So then would be 11. So then would the 11,000 include the 22 that was left, which actually is, like I said, and I know we kept saying this because the payment's going to start processing today to come out of the bank right now, and by tomorrow morning it'll be out. So like we should basically probably assume, because there's no way that this thing is going to get, whichever direction we go, is going to get funded before the next payment comes out. So there's really only going to be the one that we're going to have to contend with potentially.
Yeah, that's true. Let me see here.
So if we took the 150 and the 11, is it rounded or is it added exact? Because I know the payment is like 11,346.15, I think it is.
Yeah, it's added exactly, 150,000.
Okay.
Plus 22.
Yeah, it's 11,346.15. I've seen that number enough. Like I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have too. Where did I? I remember what you're talking about because I remember that number. It was the monthly breakdown, and I'm trying to...
No. I'm sorry. No, the payment that I'm referring to is the weekly payment that we're currently paying right now.
Oh, the weekly payment that you're paying, the $11,000.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Saying.
Yeah, I know. Ironically, the figure that you gave, like that 11,333 figure yesterday, that we're trying to figure out if that included the $22,000 or not, my point was the fact that we're only going to have the one left to deal with for sure at this point, which is, if you're saying if the figure gets added in exactly, the one payment that we'll have left that we're currently paying is $11,346.15. That's why I was asking if we went with the 150, does that $11,346.15 get tacked on exactly the way it is?
Yes, it'll be exact. So if we did that...
Well, I know it's peanuts, but that's even wrong, though, I guess, isn't it? Because you said with the two payments, it's 425. Do you divide the... I mean, I don't want to...
Yeah,
anything,
yeah. So, yeah, I can find out the exact... that's what I'm assuming. I mean, you just take that 425 divided by two.
Divided by two.
And then...
So then, realistically, the 11,346.15, let's just say, you know, it was 200 and change, whatever it comes out to... comes off the 11,346.15, and I guess that's what would then get tacked on to the 150. Is that a safe assumption?
That is a safe assumption, absolutely.
Okay. Because then I know that's going to be the next question, like when the partner that we were speaking with yesterday, is going. That's the question that he's going to probably want to know. I mean, even though it's peanuts, and if that is what has to, if that's what happens, then we're going to probably look to see, or he's going to look to see, like, what does that actually come out to be?
Okay. Okay. Let me. All right. So let me get. Tell you what. Let me get some final numbers here for you, because I don't want to just assume either.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. I understand. So you know, like we said, keeping at the 18-month figure. Taking the 150 into account, taking the fact that we absolutely know for sure that we're going to have still at least one payment to contend with, unless for some reason this doesn't get funded by the next time that the last payment would come out next week, you know, we'll just assume that we're going to add that one last final payment to the 150 and then deduct out of it whatever small interest that may be forgiven that's left to come out with the final number.
You got it. Let me get that number and I will call you right back.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Well, bye.